This is JIS News. Coming up, Labour Market Information System station now in Mandeville. Over 2,000 children and young adults to benefit from JSIF summer camps and $800 million allocated to rehabilitate cane roads in six parishes. The news in detail after this message.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. Some 80 kilometers of cane roads are to be refurbished in the island's six sugar-producing parishes at a cost of $800 million this financial year. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says the move is part of government's plans to boost the productivity of the island's sugar industry. The works, being funded by the European Union, EU, through the Sugar Transformation Unit, STU, are to be undertaken in St. Thomas, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, and Trelawney. Minister Kelly says the improvement works will greatly assist the farmers who supply cane to the Appleton Sugar Factory. In the meantime, Mr. Kelly says some of the challenges facing the sugar industry relate to competitiveness and productivity.
We are also facing a 21% decline in sugar production this year over last year, largely because of low cane yield, and the drought played a very significant role in that.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly. The government of Jamaica is investing $29.7 million in a series of summer camps targeting low-income youth, especially unattached young people who are either out of school or unemployed. A total of 2,175 children and young adults ages 6 to 30 will benefit from the camps organized by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The program will run throughout July and August in seven parishes. Speaking at the recent signing of contracts for the 24 camps, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller said the program is part of a range of initiatives being undertaken by the government as they tackle the problem of youth unemployment.
We're equipping them with useful skills while giving them opportunities for productive and meaningful lives. I look forward to more programs such as these, which put our people, especially our youth, at the center of development, economic growth, social development, and prosperity.
Some 240 persons will be directly employed in areas such as administration, teaching, medical and food services, transportation, security and child care. Job seekers residing in Manchester can now conveniently utilize the services of the Labour Market Information System, LMIS, in the parish. A satellite station has been established within the offices of the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, where persons may access the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's job matching internet-based facility free of cost. This is part of a strategic move by the ministry to enhance the system and expand its reach to more Jamaicans, particularly in rural areas. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly says the initiative will create a win-win situation for job seekers, employers, and the government.
I'm looking at public-private sector partnership as the way forward, a new paradigm to create growth for individuals, businesses, and by extension, the economy. At the Ministry of Labour, we see the labour market information system evolving into a national employment portal, given its wide range of service. And we are interested in creating greater awareness about the system and encouraging its use.
Minister Kelly was speaking at a town hall outreach meeting in Manchester. Meanwhile, Labour Minister Derek Kelly is encouraging qualified job seekers to register with the Labour Market Information System, LMIS, and post their resumes for suitable job opportunities and placement. The LMIS offers online and offline services to employers and the job seekers, including resume writing, interview preparation, entrepreneur workshops, and access to a database of skilled workers.
For employers, entrepreneurs, and investors, this database is available to fill needs of qualified, certified, and responsive workers. And let me encourage members of the Manchester business community and the private sector to take advantage of this inexpensive approach to recruitment.
Labour Minister Derek Kelly. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.